What's up, all you podcats? Welcome back to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends. I'm Michael. I'm joined by Elizabeth. Elizabeth, how you doing? You finally get that reference.
I get it.
Yes, it was that episode that we just watched. Have people said how you doing in that voice around you before? Maybe not necessarily to you, but...
Yeah, but a while ago.
Right.
Yeah. And I just thought it was from a movie that I didn't see.
Did you think they were doing Robert De Niro from Taxi Driver?
Kind of. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
No. It's Joy's thing. And you're going to be hearing it a lot from now on.
Oh man.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it?
So excited.
If he put those moves on you, what would you, would that work on you?
Nope.
No?
No way.
It would be putty in his... strong Italian hands. I was trying to think, like, maybe finger stained with meatball subs. I don't know. The guy loves his sandwiches.
Well, I'm a vegetarian, so guess not.
Guess not. How are things? You good, man? We haven't recorded in a while.
I know, and we must apologize. We have had Michael travel to the UK for a while.
Yeah.
And then we had a few days of no power after a horrible storm that hit the Northeast.
We had our very own, the one with the blackout.
Yes, we did. And it was very cold.
And our basement flooded.
Yep.
I've been through it all, man. Because in the UK, they just had, like, snow.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a concept that the UK are not too familiar with when you get a lot of it. So they got, like, 6 inches of snow and the whole place just shut down. Good thing about the UK, what I love about the UK is buses were shut down, schools were shut down, like, we tried to go into town, we tried to go to, like, art galleries and libraries, shut down, all the pubs are still open.
Well, of course.
Of course.
I mean, priorities.
Absolutely. Busier than ever, because people have got nothing else to do.
Did you lose power?
No, because we bury our electrical cables, so we don't have to worry about that. It's all good.
So, our apologies for not having recorded in a while.
True, but we're back, and we're better than ever. Do you want to know why we're better than ever?
Why?
We're debuting a new segment on today's show, Elizabeth.
We are?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Because I was thinking about it. The last episode, you probably don't remember, because it was a while ago. The one with the embryos, where Phoebe got pregnant by her brother.
I remember that.
It was one of the most popular episodes of all time, and I was thinking, wow, how can we, like, take something from that and apply it to our show to make it popular as well? And you know why it's such a popular episode?
Why?
Because they got a trivia game in it. They got people asking questions. People love a bit of trivia, Elizabeth. People
yes.
love it. They love to prove how smart they are by knowing stuff. So we're going to do a little bit of that.
Okay.
Starting this episode, we might not do it every week, but we're going to do it quite regularly. I'm going to ask you questions about Friends.
Oh, God.
And you're going to be competing against all of our listeners.
What?
Because our listeners want to prove that they know more about Friends than you.
Well, of course they do. They've probably seen every episode 45 times.
Well, that's a maybe, but we'll see. God. So I'm going to ask you 5 questions, right?
This is not going to go well.
And we're going to keep your score, okay? And as I ask the questions, I'm going to leave a little pause so the people listening, they can answer in their heads or they can just say it out loud wherever they are. And they can go as well. And then if they get the right answer, they can add up all the scores. And then they can tweet us. And if anyone scores higher than you and they tweet us at FriendsPod, we'll give them a shout out every week.
Awesome.
So every week I'll read out the names of people that know more about Friends than you do.
Great.
Sounds good. But it's not going to happen because you're going to get 5 out of 5. No
I
problem.
Really, really hope that someone is sitting on a train and it's quiet and they just go, Gunther!
Gunther is the answer to all the questions, so
well,
that
I
might happen.
Assume, yes.
Are you ready for this? We need to think of a title for it, because we used to do Ask Elizabeth, and I was thinking, well, what's happening? Everyone's going to try and get a better score than you. Everyone's trying to beat Elizabeth, so I thought maybe we'd call it Beat Elizabeth, but that doesn't sound like it's something that you would want to take part in, and it's probably something that we don't want to encourage.
Right.
So, we need to think of something a bit better than
Stump?
That.
Stump?
Stump Elizabeth?
Well, I'm going to be stumped. Hold on, that's not good.
Well, we don't have to think of it now. If history has proven anything, we're terrible at coming up with names for features on our show.
Well, I was thinking Friends Trivia. Frivia.
Frivia?
No, that reminds me of Activia.
Yeah, look, I can't stress enough. We will think of it later. We'll come up with an idea later. And if you have an idea for the name of this segment, you can tweet us at FriendsPod, along with your score for whether you do better than Elizabeth. So 5 questions.
Michael, everyone's going to beat me.
Well, we'll just see. You all never right. know. Believe in yourself. You know these answers. I'm not asking you any questions from, like, season 6, because that wouldn't be fair.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Ready.
Question 1. Where did Monica and Pete Becker meet? Cast your mind back.
I want to say at a party at her parents' house.
A party at her parents' house? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Do you know who Pete Becker is?
Oh, I was thinking
you
of
You were thinking
Dr.
of Richard,
Richard
Burke.
Burke.
Yeah.
Shit. Already off to a great start.
Pete Becker.
I know.
John Favreau.
At the diner that she worked.
What's the name of the diner?
Oh, fuck. Moonlight?
I think it's the Moonlight Diner. So that's your answer?
Moonlight Diner.
I'm going to give everyone else a chance. If you think you know, say the answer out loud. Correct, Elizabeth. You got that one right.
Yay!
Well done.
Well, sort of. You had to help me along there, but I'll mm-hmm. take that.
Okay, question 2. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the chick?
Oh, God. I have no idea. The chick?
I can give you a clue.
Okay.
It's named after a woman.
I want to say Naomi Watts.
I don't know why you want to say that
either. I don't know.
That's a terrible...
Pamela Anderson?
Oh, is that your final answer? It's going to have to be because I've kind of already given it away.
Okay.
It's very close, but the correct answer is actually Yasmin, as in Yasmin Bleeth, who was also in Baywatch. So, you were real close. That's bad luck. Okay, next one. Now, this one, it's like a multiple choice. So, hopefully it'll be a bit easier for you. Okay, so in the episode, the one with the two parties, okay, there's a party at Joey and Chandler's place, and there's a party at Rachel and Monica's place. Which party did Rachel's dad attend? And I've got to take your first answer on this one.
My gut's telling me one thing and my head's telling me the other.
My mind is telling me no.
Rachel and Monica's apartment.
Do you know, listener? Do you know that she's wrong?
No!
Yes. Unfortunately, he went to Joey and Chandler's party. They had volleyball. It was more fun than Rachel's. It was a lot smaller.
I remember him being at the bar.
Well, he kept on trying to go through and get like his stuff, and they're like, no, this is the backstage prep area. Because he tried to keep him away. Oh, bad luck.
See, I should have gone with my gut.
Okay, next one. This is a difficult one, okay? Which is a shame. So in the episode, the one with the fake Monica, do you remember that episode? Someone stole Monica's identity and her credit cards, and then Monica became friends with her.
Oh yeah, that was weird.
That was a while ago, okay? Yeah. So the fake Monica was inspired to go to dance classes and do things after watching a film. What movie was it?
Footloose?
Now, it was a movie that a lot of people thought were inspiring, and it did inspire her, but it inspired her for the wrong reasons.
Oh, I'm way off, aren't I?
Inspirational movies from the early 90s is the best I can do to help you. She said she found the movie so boring. She was like, that's 2 hours of my life I'm never going to get back.
No idea. No.
I'm afraid the answer is Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams, your hero.
Oh, I was thinking of a dance movie.
Okay, final one.
Thank God.
This one's really for pride.
Okay.
In the one after the Super Bowl, the highest rated episode of Friends of all time, like 53 million viewers, who stole Chandler's pants? And I'll settle for either the character name or the person that played the character.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
He was on a date with them, and the person lured him into the bathroom. And they started kissing.
I have no memory of this.
And then he stole their pet. The person stole his pants and ran away because when they were kids, he did that. He pulled down that person's pants at school.
I have no
so
memory.
So it was revenge.
Of
it. No?
No, these are way too hard for me.
Oh, God, Elizabeth. Who? Do you know, listener? It was Julia Roberts, the one after the Super Bowl with all the cameos.
Oh, these are way too hard. See, this is going to be so easy for everybody else. They're probably, like, turning it off at this point.
Nah, because they beat you. The character's name for a bonus point was Susie. So, you know, extra bonus points if you got that one listening at home. All you needed to do to beat Elizabeth to stump Elizabeth, to get a higher score in Frivia than Elizabeth was to get 2 out of 5. You got 1 out of 5, Elizabeth, but it's going to be hard to not improve on that next time we play this, and we're going to play this a lot, don't you worry.
God. Can you make them a little easier next time?
I'll try.
What's the name of the... Did you think those were easy?
I didn't think they were that hard. I reckon there's lots of people listening got 5 out of 5.
Of course.
Okay.
What were you going to ask me?
Okay, so the next question is going to be, who's like the bleach-haired guy that works in the coffee shop?
Gunther!
You got it right. Good job. All right, on to the one with Rachel's crush. Did you like that episode?
Yeah.
It was a good one, right?
Yeah, I liked it.
Lots of stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Oh my God, I had so many comments running through my mind.
Shall we just jump in?
Yes.
Okay. So we open. It's playtime again. We're back at the theater in New York. So often we've been there, but we're not here to see one of Joey's rubbish plays. We're going to see Kathy. Kathy's in the show.
Yeah.
And Chandler and Ross are going along to support her. Good stuff. He's very excited.
Yes, I noticed Chandler didn't have flowers to bring her. You'd think like a good boyfriend going to support his girlfriend. Bring her some flowers. Congratulations. No?
They're just a pain in the ass to carry.
They are. They are.
And they crinkle and they ruffle and they get trod on.
Yeah, that's true. But it's still a nice gesture.
So he's very excited about it. And so the play opens. And we don't get to see the play. We get to hear a little bit of it in the background. But we're focused on Ross and Chandler watching it. And it sounds like a very sexy play, Elizabeth.
It sounds like the beginning of a porn. It does. You know, you hear footsteps and like a doorbell ring or a knock. And this guy comes in. She's like, oh, you can put the money on the table.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know how much experience you have watching porn. I certainly don't have very much. But I was just watching Boogie Nights. And, you know, most porns don't just start like with someone visiting a prostitute. Usually there's some like... thing in the way to before they have sex. Like it's a guy delivering a pizza and the person that he's delivering the pizza to says something like, wow, that looks like hot sausage. And then they get into it. They don't just go, hey, here's the money for sex, and they say, oh, let's have the sex. So I guess that's the difference between art and porn. We've done it. We've figured it out.
Great. Good for us.
Yeah, we did it. So did you recognize the play? I don't think it was a famous one.
That was actually a play?
I don't know.
No, I think it was funny because it was just them doing it. And, yeah. You know, he rips her blouse open. I kept thinking like, oh my God, every night, the customer has to have a new shirt every show. And I think she's performing in Circle in the Square.
What do you mean?
It's a theater, a famous theater called Circle in the Square.
Oh, really?
Well, because on the outside, on the marquee, it said in the square, so I assume that's what...
Is that quite a famous one? That's, mm-hmm. So Kathy's doing all right for herself.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's doing all right for herself in that play, anyway.
I don't know. Because, you know, you see Chandler and Ross is kind of a close-up of them watching it, and mm-hmm. Ross is like, that's a very attractive man, and you can see his abs through his coat, and, you know, it's... You hear it. You hear... The sexy sounds.
You hear the sexy sounds, and we focus on Chandler's face, and he's clearly very distressed at seeing this.
Well, I'm surprised that she never told him.
I'm surprised, well, clearly, being a rubbish boyfriend, not running lines with her to help her prepare.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you'd think she'd say, okay, I know you're coming to see it tonight. Just want to warn you that it's kind of graphic, it's kind of sexual. It might be hard for you to watch.
She just didn't think twice. That's just her job, man. She's such a pro.
That's true.
It would be the same if they were, like, playing table tennis.
Not from Chandler's point of view.
Ah, but he's not a pro. He's not in the business. He doesn't understand. And I guess you don't really understand either.
Definitely not.
So that opens up the episode. We get a new intro.
I noticed that.
New stuff happening. Yeah, you always do. I'm taking notes. I'm too busy. Any highlights on this one? We had Monica dancing around in her marinara chef's outfit.
There's a couple things I haven't seen yet, so I noticed.
Yeah, ooh. They did do that.
And then they kind of end with how they ended with the butt slapping on the last one. Now they're doing the, like, fake flipping you off.
Yeah.
And they're doing, like, the thing under the chin where you take your hand and you, like, flip it out.
Mm-hmm. So we've got the kind of knocking the fists together twice.
Yep.
The when Joey swears in Italian, I believe he says, va fa Napoli. And then they've got like the chicken like neck.
I don't know
thing.
What that is.
He does it. That's like another one of his swear things that was invented, but it's not as famous as the fish bumping together.
Okay, yeah.
We also had the squirmy pug. And then we open, and Monica's still moving into the new apartment, so they're sticking to that.
I know.
You don't like it?
No.
Why?
It looks so grungy in there.
I never noticed it before.
It just looks like dirt and filth.
It just looks cluttered. They've got a lot of stuff.
No, it just looks ick.
I mean, there's no windows, which is rough.
There's no windows on the back?
Maybe.
I think there are two windows, no?
Maybe. Suppose you'd have to.
Oh, it's awful.
Phoebe is helping her unpack her boxes. Phoebe is asking if she has any of her old clothes from high school. And Monica's like, why? And Phoebe's like, well, paternity clothes are so expensive. Because she's pregnant now. Monica used to be a little bit husky at high school.
Yes, yes. It's so funny to be overweight. Ha ha ha, friends.
Phoebe, why would Monica have kept those clothes? Why?
Well, maybe like she left them at her parents' place. You know, and there's like a box.
No, no, no. I mean, you won't remember, but Jack and Judy, they turned her room into a gym for them.
Yeah, but they could throw it up in the attic.
Nah, they're not doing that. Why would you? What's the point?
I don't know. What if they're special?
Rachel comes in. She's all mad. Her department at Bloomingdale's is closed down.
I know.
Why would they do that? It seemed to be like a pretty important part of Bloomingdale's. Like.
Well, I know her boss had taken on something else. And...
You mean died?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she has taken on death.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Poor Joanna.
I thought, oh, boy, I am not great at remembering
things. God, that really wasn't that long ago. That was, like, maybe 4 episodes ago.
I'm sorry. Okay, so she took on death.
Yeah, she has new responsibilities in heaven.
Yep. So, you know, she's dressing everyone up there and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Finding out if they're a winter or a summer. You know, all that. So, I guess maybe they just didn't have anyone to replace her. Or they just felt like, oh, hey, well, this is kind of the perfect opportunity to get rid of this apartment. Mm-hmm.
We don't have Mark. We don't have Joanna.
Right.
All we've got left is Sophie. And we know Sophie's the worst because Joanna was always making fun of her.
Right.
And Rachel, like, as impressive as her resume is, she hasn't been in the fashion world all that long.
So she's now going to be a personal shopper.
Oh boy. A job that you would like to do, Elizabeth? You think you would be alright being a personal shopper?
Maybe part-time.
Aye.
I think it would be kind of fun to help people, I don't know, discover new parts of their personality based on fashion. I think that would be cool. Like, why don't you try a bright pattern? You've never tried it before. Let's just, like, see what, you know. I don't know, I feel like I'd probably get really psychological about it.
Is Bloomingdale's famous for, like, high fashion?
Yeah.
Is it? Because
you can get, like, all the designer clothes there.
Oh, I just kind of thought of it like a Kohl's.
No.
Or something like that.
I mean, there's parts of it that are not
more
quite as expensive. Yeah.
But it is pretty fancy.
I mean, like, even the bags they come away with, they say, like, large brown bag, or have you seen that? Small brown bag on them. They're, like, very famous.
They write large brown bag on them.
No, no. It's like brown bags with handles, and it says, like, large brown bag.
They say the words large brown bag.
Yes.
Why?
It's just their marketing. I don't know.
Okay.
And, yes, it's all the where all the designer's clothing goes. So, it would be good to work for them, yeah.
Alright. Anyway, she's not happy. She doesn't want to do that job. Better than nothing, Rachel, you know.
It's still in the fashion industry. It's just different.
Joey comes into his old apartment looking for some food, starts raiding the fridge, and Monica tells him off. She's like, no, you're not going to do that here. You've got the nice apartment, you've got to host people now. And Joey's like, nah.
He just reaches in and grabs a whole, like, chicken leg.
Yeah. Joey loves food.
Yeah, but is it just, like, chilling in there? Like, what was it in, like, a... Is it covered?
I don't know.
That's what I thought about.
You're asking questions I really can't possibly answer.
Okay, fine.
Chandler is not happy about this play. Can't get over it. He's just like, oh no, they're gonna, like, have sex. They're gonna go to, like, cast parties, and he's gonna undermine me, and then that's gonna be all she wrote. And Joey tries to help. Joey tries to be the voice of reason. Mm-hmm. Talk about looking for advice in the interesting places. But Joey's like, nah, you're gonna be alright, because if the scene was all hot and heavy, that means that there's no sexual tension between them in real life, which means you got nothing to worry about. Does that make sense to you?
It kind of does.
Does it?
You know, because he's saying if they're doing it off stage, once they get on stage, they really wouldn't have much chemistry because they're already doing it off stage. And I don't know, though, because now I'm thinking, well, wouldn't that be more hot to, like, do it in front of an audience?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's some people's thing, you know?
I would think if you...
It's like your one opportunity to actually express, like, how much you want to have sex with them on stage, even though it's acting. It kind of, like, gets out that frustration if you're not doing it off stage. Is that what you're thinking?
I don't know. I guess there's, like, acting hot and heavy, and then there's, like, oh, it's hot and heavy. And if it's, like, real hot and heavy, then that's probably because they want
to
do it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you want it to be believable, right? So you would try as hard as you can. But some people just don't have the chemistry.
Now, Elizabeth, you've trodden the boards before as an actor in the noblest of professions. Have you ever had a scene where, like, you've gotten hot and heavy with someone? And if so, have you been seeing someone at the time and they've taken to it poorly, like Chandler has here?
What does hot and heavy mean?
I don't know, like, more than a, like, kiss. Like, I guess it's not common in plays to, like, rip their clothes off and stuff like that. Like, that's not super common.
There's certain plays that you're, like, on top of each other, making out on the couch, things like that.
Hmm.
No, nothing more than making out.
Mm.
So, I guess not.
But you think there is something behind Joey's theory, anyway?
I can kind of understand it.
Yeah.
And then he's, you know, he was with What's-Her-Face from the play they did.
Oh, what's her name from last season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well,
they had heat when they weren't together.
But it seemed like they had chemistry on stage, too.
Well, we never knew. We never really saw them together.
Yeah. So I think there's something to it, and I think he's trying to make him feel better, too.
Yeah. It seems to work. He feels better about it. He's like, all right, well, they got passion. That's good. So he gets a little bit of comfort from that. Chandler, we then cut to presumably the next day. It seems to be breakfast time. Everyone's in the big apartment. And they're eating breakfast on the foosball table, which is very disrespectful to the sport. And Chandler is preparing to go back to the show again to see that the heat continues to be there, keeping tabs on her. Pollen trust issues that he has, but, you know, what are you going to do? He's a bit of a dunce in the ways of romance.
Did you notice the sign that was on the back of the door?
I tried to catch a glimpse. I couldn't read it.
Because now they took off the frame that was around the peephole, and they put their little
doodly etch-a-sketch thing.
Yeah, on the back there, and it said, "Have you seen our view?"
Ugly naked guy, presumably.
Uh-huh.
So he's planning on going back. Joey has made pancakes. Monica comes around, and she's like, "What's going on here, then?" And everyone's having breakfast. And she's like, "Aww." I don't know why I did a British accent.
I was just staring at you, very strange.
But, like, they've got jams and marmalades and cereal, so, like, they're really committing to this hosting thing with the nice apartment. They understand with great apartments come great responsibility.
I'll say.
And they are taking to it. Do you like the new layout in the apartment?
I liked it the way it was.
Of course you did.
Why?
Because your soulmate Monica...
Whatever.
...decorated it.
Well, I don't like that there's just two lazy boys in the living room, and I don't like that there's a foosball table as a table. It's not big enough. It's just crazy.
And the players' heads pop over the top.
Come on. It's just outrageous.
So anyway, Monica is slightly miffed that the guys are doing well at hosting.
Yep.
Why is this? Well, we'll just have to find out a little later.
Now, do they change rent prices also?
Well, I mean, it's rent controlled. This is the thing. Monica's apartment is rent controlled. So I think it would be the same price anyway.
Both those apartments would be the same price, even though one's a lot bigger?
Yeah, because it's rent controlled.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
I'm more about the leases. Like, have they swapped leases? Like, how is this happening? What is the legality behind this?
I hate this. I just want it to go back the way it was.
Oh god. You're such a sitcom audience member. Rachel is at her work. She phones Monica. She's had enough. She wants to quit. She doesn't like it. She said she, like, helped an 80-year-old woman try on a thong, and then she didn't even buy it. which you 100% would not be allowed to do.
Nope.
So she used to be a buyer, and now she's a shopper for people, and she's got to work with a snooty Englishman who just has the best voice.
He does have a pretty good voice,
He's like, it's like an even more soothing Frasier.
Do it, Michael.
It's like, Rachel. Hello. I'm busy right now on a task. It's good. It's very nice. He's a good, like, he's popped up in stuff quite a lot. I can't remember his name or what he's been in, but, like, I bet he's done a lot of voice acting back in the day. It's very good. You would expect him to pop up in Paddington or something. He's just an English gentleman. What's he doing working in Bloomingdale's?
Oh, it's high class.
Working in Bloomingdale's, eh? So she's about to quit when she has a new customer. And he's a bit of a hottie. And it's a guy called Joshua.
Joshua.
Do you think he's a bit of a hottie?
Nope.
No.
Do you?
Nah, he's alright. You know.
I mean, he's attractive, but not my cup of tea.
He's fine. He is looking for a whole new wardrobe because his wife burnt all his clothes.
His ex-wife
got divorced, which is music to Rachel's ears. If you get a divorce from someone and they burn all your clothes, the chances are you, like, cheated on them, right? Like, what did Joshua do to get all his clothes burnt?
Right, that would be pretty bad. But then you could probably get her to pay for that with, like, divorce lawyers.
I know, but, like, if he's a cheater, Rachel doesn't need that. She's had enough of that with Paolo and Ross.
Ross didn't cheat.
Yes, he did. What are you talking about? Get out of here.
They were on a break.
They weren't on a proper break.
Oh my God. Hashtag they were on a break.
I can't believe you're defending him. But anyway, we might not ever know what Joshua did, but we do know that Rachel wants to do a bit of him, so...
Well, we do know he has a lot of money, because he has to buy an entirely new wardrobe, and is coming to Bloomingdale's to work with a personal shopper to get all of that, down from his underwear and socks to suits.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gotta be loaded.
Cha-ching! You can see the dollar signs in Rachel's eyes. So Chandler and Ross go back to see the play. They've seen it, and they're kind of waiting in the foyer of the theater. And Chandler is upset, because apparently there was no chemistry between the two in the play.
The second time?
Well, we're assuming it's the second time.
Yeah.
Maybe they just blew their load last night.
What?
Maybe they just blew their load, like, metaphorically speaking, last night.
Who?
Kathy and Nick, her co-star.
Oh, it wasn't the next night. They go two nights in a row?
I don't know.
Oh.
But maybe that's why there's no heat. Because, like, they were so hot and heavy and intense last night.
No, they got to do the same thing. No, no.
Okay. Anyway, he is freaking out. Against Ross's better advice, he, like, accuses Kathy. He's just like, you're clearly shagging this guy. And she's like, I can't believe you would do that.
And like, this is my profession.
Mm-hmm. And then he, like, throws back into her face, like, well, that's how we got together, so, you know. And she's just like, fuck off.
Yeah, and then she says, she gets really upset and says, call me when you've grown up, and walks away.
Yes, she says that. She's upset, so she's going to get some time to kind of blow off from this fight. But I don't think they're on a break.
I think they've
clearly
broken
not
up.
Taking on a break. I think that was.
I think that was them.
No, I think she's like, you're acting like a dick. When you're ready to apologize, give me a call. Because otherwise, she would be like, don't ever call me again.
Maybe.
They just had a fight.
I mean, I took it as...
Do you think just when you have a fight with someone, you've broken up with them?
No, but it seemed so serious and so insulting and offensive that for her it was, well, he's never going to grow up, so I'll never hear from him.
No. I don't think so.
Okay, well...
Anyway, that happens there. Rachel is back at her apartment. She's changed her tune. She loves her job. And she loves Joshua. And she loves his name. Do you like the name Joshua?
I don't care for it that much.
Yeah, it's fine. Then the guys are all hanging out at Joey and Chandler's, and they smell cookies, and they're like, oh, where are the cookies coming from? And they open the door, and they see Monica standing at her door with a plate of cookies in one hand and a fan in the other hand to waft the smell over.
She's smart.
It's pretty good. To entice everybody over. So they all come over for like 2 minutes, and then they all leave.
Yep.
So her plan didn't really work. And she's just like, I have to be the hostess. I'm the hostess. I need to have people around at my place.
Gives her a purpose.
Yeah. So she's on a mission, basically. She's gonna get everything looking spick span and work in order. Chandler comes back. He's drunk. He's had a big fight. He tells the gang that Kathy slept with this guy, and he's really upset. Cut to the next day. Monica's trying to do up her apartment. She's got a big buffer. Don't know what that does. Just makes the floor look nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Shines them up.
I feel like it's a very 90s thing. I haven't seen a buffer in a while.
I've seen them in, school or buildings to go down the floor.
Mm. Rachel is frustrated because she's been trying to dress Joshua and he ain't asked her out yet.
She just expects that he would have.
Well, she's Rachel. She says that's how it normally works, you know?
True.
And they're like, well, he's coming off a divorce, so maybe you have to be assertive and ask him out. Maybe you should give him some space. Maybe you should just let him get over his wife. Maybe you don't want to get involved in this guy who's done something so terrible that his ex-wife burnt all his clothes.
True.
But Phoebe and Joy are giving her some advice, and Joy's like, you should just do what I do to, pick up girls. And they're like, what are you doing? He's like, I just look at them up and down, and I go, how are you doing? So good. You get that reference now. Brilliant.
Would you do that?
What? Walk up to someone, look them up and down, and go, no, of course not.
Can we try this? Can we have a social experiment where you try that?
No. Elizabeth, this is 2018. I would get, maced and shamed on Twitter and, never be able to, show my face again.
Maybe someone would be like, oh my god, Joey from Friends.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they would be like that. Friends is getting a bit of a backlash now. I don't know if you've seen this, but, especially in the UK, they recently just put all the episodes of Friends on there. So, a new generation are, watching it, and people are, outraged at how transphobic and homophobic and,
Well, yeah, we've talked about that.
We have, yeah.
But it was a different time.
It was a different time.
Absolutely.
It was 3 decades ago.
It would be, so culturally sensitive.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't watch a John Wayne film in the 1950s and be like, oh, God, this film's really... Well, people do that as well, actually, but it's really not... what are you trying to prove? Yes, we had worse attitudes to things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so no, we're not going to do that as a social experiment.
Okay.
But Rachel's going to do it. She gives him a call. She's like, hey, Joshua. And then she blows it and is like, oh, I found a wallet. Is it yours? Nope, sorry. So she's like, I screwed up. So then we're like, oh, well, why don't you just get tickets to the Knicks game and invite him to that? He'll never say no to that.
Right, because every guy likes to go to the basketball.
Sure. It's not a bad way in.
I guess. It's kind of an expensive way in.
Ah, she's got Bloomingdale's money. She's doing all right. No problem. Her days of not going to Hootie and the Blowfish are over. Chandler's a wreck. He's, really upset. He's starting to doubt himself. He's like, I want to call her. And they're like, no, you don't want to call her, mate. She cheated on you. And he's like, well, maybe she didn't. And the gang are like, what the hell? You told us she cheated on you. And he's like, well, I don't know. And Joey's just like, you idiot. It's just a theory. The no heat thing's just a theory. So he's like, oh, God, I need to go see her. Rachel offers Joshua the tickets. Doesn't quite go according to plan because he's about to leave. And she's like, basketball. I've got 2 tickets to the basketball. Do you want them?
Yeah, she's like, as a thank you for this week, I have these 2 tickets.
What are you thanking him for?
Right. He's paying you for a service that you're providing.
Yeah.
For
anything, he should be thanking her. And he probably did in the form of money. For services rendered.
So he's like, oh my god, really? That's so nice of you. I mean, absolutely, yeah. My nephew really loves basketball, so I'd bring him. And he just kind of takes the tickets and is like, yeah, thanks again. Hopefully see you around.
Mm-hmm. Can we take a quick sidebar on this?
Sure.
And discuss that Rachel is really not very good as a personal shopper. She has dressed him in a pretty shit outfit.
Well, it's, a suit with a gray turtleneck underneath. I think that was the style then.
Twas the style at the time.
Twas the style.
We haven't seen turtlenecks since season 1.
Monica was wearing one in the first scene.
Was she?
Yeah.
Women can pull off a turtleneck better than a guy can pull off a turtleneck, though.
It's the style.
I don't know.
And he says he loves it and he wants to wear it out of the store, so he likes it that much.
He just wants to get out of there. Mm-hmm. He's going to do when you get a bad haircut, you're like, oh yeah, that's great, thanks. Oh no, don't put gel on it, it's fine. And then as soon as you're out the shop, poop, pop your hat on. You don't want people looking at that shite.
Oh, no. Have them fix it.
Oh, no. You can do that. You can do that.
Well, yes, you can. Oh, you're paying them.
That's not the British way.
That's not the British way.
Painfully embarrassing. Can't cause a scene, Elizabeth. Couldn't possibly.
Really?
Oh, couldn't possibly do that.
Oh, my God. I would not be good over there.
That is what it is to be British. You'll suffer through a bad haircut than politely say, actually, would you mind fixing that up? So, yeah. No basketball date for Rachel. Bad luck. Chandler goes over to Kathy's. He's apologizing. She seems very kind of like withdrawn. She's like, oh, I wish you'd called. I wish you'd called. And he goes in. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, we had our first fight, but we'll be okay. And then he finds Nick's pants just lying there.
So she's sleeping with him.
She's done it again.
But now.
But now, yes.
She wasn't sleeping with him originally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were on a break.
No, they weren't on a break. No,
they weren't broke up, Elizabeth.
Really?
No, they'd had a fight. She was like, you're angry right now. Call me when you're ready to apologize, basically.
No, but she didn't say that. The fact that it's, we have different opinions on this and with Ross and Rachel.
No way.
Means that
this isn't Ross and Rachel.
It can be easily misconstrued.
This is cut and dry.
One person can think one thing and the other person can think something else.
No way.
Everyone perceives everything differently.
100% disagree.
That's accurate.
Everybody perceives things exactly the same way as everybody else.
Nope. Wrong.
You're just
incorrect.
You're not on Twitter. You don't understand. It's just everyone agreeing with everyone.
No,
that's
no.
How the world works now. Anyway, yeah. So he's like, oh, we're gonna have a big fight now. Joey is trying to like coach Rachel through what she did wrong. He's like, no, what are you gonna say next time this happens? She's like, I have an extra ticket, not two tickets. And Ross takes the opportunity to kind of stick the boot in. He's like, oh, so the first time you asked someone out, they said no? Oh. And Rachel's not happy with that.
No.
And we get that fun little back and forth with those two again. That's
so
been good.
Fun.
Oh, it's really good. Chandler is upset. This time they have broken up. And he's like, well, if I had just called her when we had that fight, she wouldn't have gone out with Nick and it wouldn't have happened. Now, it seems like Kathy was in a similar situation to Rachel was after she broke up with Ross when Mark came around.
Right.
But Rachel did not succumb to Mark's charms, but Kathy did.
Yes.
Poor Kathy. Do you think we've seen the last of her?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think we'll see her again.
They made a big deal of getting them together.
Yeah.
Took quite a while.
I think we will see her again. I don't know what capacity, but...
Well, let's find out.
Yeah.
But the episode kind of ends funny. Chandler's like, it was my fault. I pushed them into our arms. And everyone's like, no, there's no excuse for that sort of thing. You shouldn't... There's no excuse. That's never okay. And Ross is just kind of like, well, maybe if she thought you were on a break, because he's trying to defend himself.
Yep.
And everyone's just like, Ross, you motherfucker.
Well, I agree with
you. No, not on this.
I do.
No
I'm sorry.
Way.
I do. See, we have different
no
opinions.
No way, man.
It's okay.
That's bullshit. Right before that happened, Monica invites everyone over, and she's turned it all lovely.
It's so nice. She's ripped up the carpet, and now there's gorgeous hardwood floor underneath.
Don't remember them having carpet.
I don't either. Whatever. And, you know, nice couches and a table and, you know, there's drinks and snacks on the coffee table. It looks homey.
Mm.
It's still small and still slightly grungy. I think the kitchen just grosses me out.
New counters. Should have gone full Joanna Gaines and knocked down the walls.
Oh, yeah. She changed the counters? I didn't even notice that.
No, she didn't. That's what they needed, is what I'm saying.
Well, you can't do that without consulting the landlord. You can't,
I don't think you can rip up the carpet without consulting the landlord.
Oh, that's true.
And she went to consult the landlord, and the landlord was like, you're not the people that I rented this apartment out to.
True.
What the fuck are you doing? None of this makes any sense to me. But anyway, everyone's like, come round, and then she's so tired from all of her work that she falls asleep. But she falls asleep happy, because she's the hostess.
Yep.
And the episode ends. Rachel's in her Bloomingdale's office. British guy with the awesome voice comes around and is like, this is Joshua. Seems to have left his wallet here. Will you give him a call? And she kind of gets his like ID and her ID and puts them together. And it's like, mwah.
I was so sure he was going to walk in being like, oh, did I leave my wallet? Oh, God.
Not this time. And that wraps up the one with Rachel's crush. You enjoyed that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Sparked many a lively conversation, I dare say.
Yes.
It was good.
Yeah.
So you think we may not have seen the last of Kathy? Do you think we'll maybe see a little bit more of Joshua down the line?
No.
I think he's one and done.
Yep.
We'll have to see. Do you think we'll get fancy British Bloomingdale's guy back?
Yeah, if she's...
Oh, I hope so.
If she's doing that job, I think we'll continue to see him.
Could he be the new Gunther?
No!
Oh.
Gunther's still there.
Yeah, well. I'd like those two to pair up. Get those guys in a room together.
Gunther likes Rachel.
Yeah, they could still be friends.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like...
No. No. Alright, well that wraps up that one, Elizabeth. Our next episode, which we'll talk about in just a few days' time, season 4, episode 14, the one with Joey's Dirty Day.
Dirty Day?
What could that be all about? What is Joey getting up to? How could it be his Dirty Day? What's he doing?
I'm excited to find out.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. We're going to wrap it up there, Elizabeth. Before we do the normal stuff, we're doing something pretty fun on Twitter at the minute. It's Podern Madness over at the Podern Family like Twitter handle. They're doing like a March Madness thing for podcasts. We're in a round 2 already.
Woo!
It's going great. So many fine podcasts. We managed to get through round 1 without even knowing we were in it, but we know we're in round 2. And yeah, we would love your vote if you would like to vote for us. I would send you over to Twitter to @PodernMadness and find our little matchup and give us a vote. Because the voting's open for a few more days if you're listening to this when it came out. And we need your help. We're going all the way to the finals.
Friends till the end.
March Madness, yeah. But apart from that, thank you all very much for listening. This is Friends to the End podcast. You can find us on Twitter @FriendsPod. You can check out our website, which is Friends Till the End.
Podomatic.net.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can also, if you want to help support us, head on over to iTunes and leave us a nice little friendly review, a little 5 stars if you feel so inclined. And of course, tell a friend. It's always a great way to make new friends. Shut up. It is. Telling a friend is a great way to make a new friend.
Totally.
As my mother always said.
Uh-huh.
All right, Elizabeth. I'll see you next time for Joey's Dirty Day.
Sounds great.
Until then, bye for now.
Bye.
How are you doing?